Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, a merry, merry Christmas to you and your family and whoever else you're spending time with. And a merry Christmas from sunny and warm Southern California. This is Steve Noble. It is called Action Radio. Out here for my second day of meetings with my friends at the Harvest Christian Fellowship, Harvest Crusades, Harvest America with Pastor Greg Laurie. And 89 degrees today out here in Riverside, California. So if you're back in the Midwest or over on the East Coast where I'm from in North Carolina, where I think it's still kind of cold, or in the Midwest, wherever you happen to be listening from, it is remarkably warm here, beautiful, sunny, a little windy outside, but I'm nowhere near the fires. Haven't seen any sign of that, but let's make sure we, whenever that comes up, let's pray for the people that are dealing with that. As a matter of fact, let's put our money where our mouth is. And if you would just join me in prayer right now, every once in a while we do that on the show, and why shouldn't we? So just join me real quick. Let's pray over that. Father God, we just want to lift up to you all the people that are being affected by these wildfires out here in California. Lord, we know that there's people losing their homes and their possessions, that this holiday season, Lord, is all of a sudden just an absolute nightmare for them. So we just pray for them, Lord, that you would comfort them and meet them in their need. Lord, that you would bring the body of Christ around them to serve them and care for them and provide for them. Lord, and if they're believers, we pray that this would just deepen their faith and their reliance on you and give them a more powerful witness. And if they're unbelievers, Lord, we pray that they'll hear the gospel and that they'll be saved. Despite losing all their stuff, they might gain eternity with you. We also pray for all the first responders, especially the firefighters, Lord, that are putting their lives on the line, that you would protect them, use them, give them wisdom, strength, and stamina, and bring this under control. Lord, we pray miraculously for rain and for the weather conditions to help put this fire out, and we ask all that in Jesus' name. So today on the show, let's have a little fun, a little Christmas fun. I'm not in the mood for politics. I'm not in the mood for theology, which I know sounds horrible, but here's what I am in the mood for. I'm in the mood to open up the phones, and then I've got friends on Facebook Live right now chiming in, and let's just have some fun today. Let's work ourselves into a little Christmas cheer here. So I only have two questions for you, and then I want you to call in and share, or you can join us on Facebook via Facebook Live. I'm here in the conference room right outside Pastor Greg Laurie's office. So if you want to join us on Facebook, facebook.com/C2A Radio. That's our address on Facebook, facebook.com/C2A Radio. You can literally see the show. But here's my question for you. I want you to call in. I want you to share one of your favorite Christmas memories and or one of your favorite Christmas presents. And you can get in the Wayback Machine and go back to when you were a kid. I mean, I've got all kinds of Christmas memories that I can share, but I'd rather not talk. I'd rather listen, and I'd rather share and kind of invest in what memories you have from Christmas. So a sweet Christmas memory, something maybe that changed your life, something really sweet, something really caring. Maybe it's something you did for somebody else. I'm trusting you can do that without boasting in yourself. You know, just praise God. We'll give him the glory. And or your favorite Christmas present that you can remember. Maybe that was recent. Maybe it's when you were a kid. But I would love to do that. Just kind of help each other get into the Christmas mood and the Christmas spirit here today on Call to Action Radio. So the phone number, 866-348-7884 is our phone number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And yes, I am expecting you to call because I want to hear. I want to get into your life and hear some sweet memories, some sweet Christmas memory from you, and perhaps a fun memory about one of your favorite toys or one of your favorite gifts that you've ever gotten. And it might have been last year, or it might have been 40 or 50 years ago. And I have some friends sharing on Facebook Live as well. So I just want to have some fun with you today and kind of invest in the season that we're in. 866-348-7884. Think about a Christmas memory, a favorite Christmas memory. Maybe it's a tradition that you do at Christmas, if you want to share that. And if you can remember one of your favorite Christmas presents, whether it's as an adult or when you were a kid, that would be awesome. I would love to share that today, and we can all help each other kind of get in the Christmas mood. 866-348-7884 is the number, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I'd love for you to call in and share. I don't want to do the show myself today. You know well enough by this point I could talk and do this every day. But I don't want to. I want to hear from you. I want to hear about your stories. I want to hear how God has moved in your life and family and friends and some cool Christmas memories. I just want to help each other, myself included, really grasp and kind of suck the marrow out of this Christmas season. So sharing some memories and some stories would be a great way to do that. 866-348-7884 is our number, or 866-34-TRUTH, a sweet Christmas memory and or some of your favorite presents that maybe you got when you were a kid. And I've got some friends on Facebook Live. I'll share their stories too, and they can keep chiming in. But let me go to Susan, who's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Susan, you're on with Steve. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Hi, first, Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you.
I have actually not so many memories of presents, but I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. My call is not so much for Christmas presents, but a favorite Christmas memory with my brother, who has since gone be with the Lord. He was 2.5 years older than I was, and one Christmas, he actually decided, of course, I was the younger sister, so I followed right along with him. He decided that Santa Claus is served to have the elves make presents for him. So he was very creative, and I was just helping. We made presents for Santa Claus.
Wow.
So, of course, when Santa Claus came, you know, those presents were waiting for him. And years later, I mean, we're talking probably close to 50 years later.
Wow.
I'm just dating myself. I know my brother still had one of those presents that had been handed down to him.
How cool
so
is
it
that?
So Santa Claus got his own Christmas that year. So that was just another fond memory of my brother.
Yeah, that's really cool. Susan, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. And it could be something, a family member, something that you experienced. Giving is oftentimes better than receiving. Eddie, my friend on Facebook Live, is saying, giving way more than receiving. Operation Christmas Child has more meaning, even though I haven't lately. I mean, that's just something to get in and serve. Maybe it's something you like to do every Christmas, and some ministry maybe you invest in. Maybe it's Operation Christmas Child, or just something like Susan had, something from your past that it's Christmas time comes and that memory comes up and you're like, oh man, I'd love to go back and revisit that. And that's a beautiful thing. And we should all be doing that this time of year here in December as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. Just a little theological reminder. Let's remember Jesus wasn't born for Christmas. He was born for Easter. So while we celebrate, there's also, at least for me, there's kind of a somber undertone to Christmas, because I know it was driving him eventually to the cross for my sin and for yours. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. Want to hear from you? Get your phone calls, favorite Christmas memories, and or favorite Christmas presents. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back and Merry Christmas. It's Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio, live from the campus of Harvest Christian Fellowship here in Riverside, California. Just beautiful out there today. Sunny as it always is. Very rarely rains here, which is why they have all kinds of problems with the fires. But a beautiful day out here at Harvest, and I think it's going to be like 89 degrees today. I'm just out here suffering with Southern California weather. But back tomorrow, Stu Epperson Jr. of the Truth Radio Network will be guest hosting tomorrow. And then I'll be back live on Thursday and Friday and then all next week. And then we have, you know, a couple things over Christmas break. But I'll be doing some shows from Chicago. We'll be up there for Christmas. But Christmas is the topic today, and wanting to take your calls and then people on Facebook Live sharing as well. So if you want to join us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/C2A radio. That's the letter C, the number two, the letter A, facebook.com/C2A radio, which also is basically the website, C2A today.com. But call in and share your favorite Christmas memory and or one of your favorite Christmas presents. And I've been getting some really neat information on Facebook Live. I'll share some of that, but I want to get to your calls as well. 866-348-7884 is our number. Now pick up the phone and call in and let us kind of share in your Christmas joy and your Christmas memories. I'm just trying to help us all, myself included, get a little bit more in the Christmas spirit. And we're all still working and it's busy and Christmas is still 13 days away. But I just wanted to set aside the news of the day and all the other stuff we could be talking about to focus on just some sweet and fun Christmas memories, especially if you can remember toys from when you were a kid. I've got plenty of memories. I'll share those, but I'd really much rather hear from you today. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 866 248-7884. This shouldn't be a difficult assignment. We should all hopefully have some positive Christmas memories, or maybe it's a tradition or just a present that you got. And especially if you were a kid, if you can remember, we were talking about slot cars and stuff on Facebook Live. That was kind of fun. But give us a call. I'd love to hear from that. 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to go to Michael, who's calling in from Zebulon, North Carolina. Michael, I think we lost Michael. Took too long, perhaps, to get to. Sorry about that, Michael. You can give us a call back, and we'll get your call back on there. But I'd love to hear from you guys. 866-348-7884. And the rest of us want to hear your stories and kind of want to join in that and have some fun with this. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. My friend who was on recently, Jim Dyer, who I referred to as the evangelical Santa Claus, he was talking about, he's got these great trains, like the bigger trains. I can't remember what you call those, but they're the bigger ones. Like your average train car is about 12 or 14 inches long. They're really detailed, really cool. He said his wife is a wonderful lady, gave me my first train for Christmas the year I turned 40 years old. So who's to say you can't get toys when you're an adult and still enjoy that? I mean, you could give me, not that I'm requiring this or suggesting this overtly, if you gave me, for example, any kind of the Last Jedi toy in a couple of weeks, I guarantee you I'd love it. I guarantee you to some extent I'd play with it. If it's a Lego, I'd put it together. I mean, we can still have some fun with that. So would love to hear from you, though, and share your Christmas memories or Christmas presents. And I've got some more on Facebook that I want to share from people, but also some people calling in that I want to get to. And I would love to add you to that lineup. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Another friend of mine on Facebook. Now this one is like a to me, it would be, I think, because I'm such a stupid materialist. My friend Marie, whose birthday is on December 25th, her birthday is on Christmas. She's loved it because you have friends and family that are coming over. So you kind of have this big combined Christmas birthday party. My first thought was, oh man, did you get ripped off? Like if my birthday's in March and Christmas is here and I add all those presents together, do I get more presents apart than I do if my birthday's on Christmas Day? Because I'm thinking like a typical American, right, materialist. But Marie, who's a much better person than I am, it's like, man, it's been awesome. So that's kind of a fun thing. Interesting to have your birthday right on Christmas Day. Let's jump over to Josh, who's calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. Josh, you're on with Steve. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
I'd like to share my favorite memory about Christmas. 9 years ago today, actually, I was an atheist, and I got off work. I was working at a bar, and I got hit by a drunk driver and was dead on arrival. They brought me back on the ambulance, and I was in a coma for a while, and I died twice on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. I just have this memory. I wasn't sure if it was a dream or some out-of-body experience. I don't know what it was, but I just remember I was looking at this body. Wasn't moving. There was doctors and nurses trying to tend to this body. And I looked closer and realized it was my body, and I heard this voice. I couldn't tell what kind of voice it was. It was just a very commanding voice saying, you have a purpose in life. Mm-hmm. Have you not fulfilled it? And here's your second chance. And then I woke up. And then I found out when I got out of the hospital that I died twice on Christmas Day. And so I just want to praise God and thank Him for bringing me back to life and saving me from the life I was living on Christmas Day.
That is definitely the most amazing Christmas story I think I've ever heard, Josh. So from that point, and praise the Lord for not only your life, but for your life in Christ. So how did you, if you don't mind me asking, how did you come to know the Lord? You were an atheist then. Obviously, that's a powerful experience. And God speaking to you. How did you actually come to know the gospel and come to know Jesus as your Savior?
Well, I was born and raised in the church, but I went my atheist way since about 2004.
Yeah.
And then that moment actually got me searching. They got me looking for what am I missing? What was my purpose? And so I went on searching. And of course, at that time, I had been going through lots of difficulty with drug and alcohol addiction. And which ended me up in Narcotics Anonymous. and that got me searching for this God of my understanding, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And after all that searching, in actually in September 13th of 2016, in a I'm a truck driver. I was on a truck stop in Barstow, California, and I ran into this random YouTube video, which seemed to call out to me, and I decided to take a chance and pray, and that was the first time in my life I've ever felt the presence of God, and I never went back since.
Wow, Josh, that is so awesome. That is such a great testimony, such a great story. You totally made my day. And just I just thank the Lord that you heard the show today and called in and shared that with us. I'm just praising God right with you, and I'm thankful for Him. I'm thankful for you. And whether we meet in this life or if we wait till heaven, man, I can't wait to hook up with you and hang out and get to know you better. But I just praise the Lord for you, Josh, and thanks so much for calling in and sharing that with us today.
Praise God for the experience.
Amen. Thanks, bro. We'll talk to you later. Okay, now, don't let Josh's incredible story, praise the Lord, don't let that scare you away, because all of a sudden all my stories and all my toys all of a sudden just kind of went poof, right? But don't let that stop you. I mean, we can find God in all these stories and really cool things that have happened in life. But what a great blessing that was to hear from Josh. That is so cool. I want to get to Monty real quick, who's calling in from Granger, but Monty, I'm gonna keep you on hold because we're on the break, and I really want to. So, Monty, I know it's cold up there. Hopefully, you're in a warm spot, but you're probably listening to Truth Radio up there in Iowa, and I definitely want to hear from you, Monty. But I want to hear from some other people too, and let's hear your story. What's happened in your life on a Christmas day, or a present, or a tradition, or just some great memory? 866-34-TRUTH is our number. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
Well, I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
Welcome back. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio live from Southern California. I'm out here with my friends at Harvest Christian Fellowship, the Harvest Crusades, Pastor Greg Laurie, and we'll be headed back tomorrow. But I'll be on a plane tomorrow during the showtime, and so my good friend Stu Epperson Jr., the founder of the Truth Radio Network, which is the stations that I'm on in North Carolina, will be sitting in for me tomorrow. So I have no idea what Stu's up to, but he's written a couple great books all about Jesus, the first words of Jesus, the last words of Jesus. So I'm sure he'll be talking about Christ, as we should today on the show, talking about Christmas memories, and I want to hear your favorite Christmas memory or a Christmas tradition, or maybe even a Christmas present that you got. Could be one that you received recently. It could be one that's a long time ago when you were a kid, a memory of that would be great. But before we dive back into that, and give us a call, by the way, if I would love to hear from you and share that, just like we heard that amazing story from Josh, and Susan called in earlier. Would love to hear from you too. 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-34-TRUTH. That's the easiest way to remember it. Just grab your phone and dial 866-34-TRUTH. And you'll connect to us, and we'll get you on the air, and you can share your favorite Christmas memory, your favorite Christmas story or tradition, or just a present that you got as an adult or a kid. A quick reminder about our friends at MediShare, of course, have been around since, what's it been? Almost 30 years now, and pushing 300,000 Christians, about members of MediShare around the country. And we share, I say we because Noble Family, we've been MediShare members for over 5 years now. We share each other's major medical expenses. Takes us around Obamacare. We're not paying for stuff we don't believe we should be paying for, like abortions and abortive fashions. And we're supporting one another, as Scripture calls us to do. So MediShare has been a huge blessing, saved us a ton of money. And it's a great ministry. And so I really hope you'll check it out. 855-BIBLE-11 is their number. 855-BIBLE-11, also now available in Montana. So I'm going to get back to Monty, who was calling in and was kind enough to hold from out there in Granger, Iowa. Monty, thanks so much for calling in. Merry Christmas. What's the temperature up there today?
Hey, we're at a whopping 35 degrees right now. We've actually had a nice day today, and tomorrow's supposed to be a little bit warmer, but we're supposed to have gusts of 50 miles an hour wind.
Hey, that's life in Iowa, man.
Give or take thing. Yeah, that's Iowa.
That's awesome. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. Go ahead. You've got the floor.
Yeah, and you have a Merry Christmas also, okay?
Amen, bro. I like that.
The two things. The one thing I remember as a kid, probably about 7 years old, and family that, wasn't destitute, but we weren't prosperous by any means either, and so the folks probably had to save up money to even get any types of gifts. And I got a set of Army men,
And, of course, I had battle after battle after battle with those Army men, and that's one thing I always remember.
And that is so cool.
Yeah. And then second, since I've been on fire for the Lord, it's amazing to me how I have read scripture after scripture after scripture, but always at about this time of year, somehow a scripture that not necessarily I haven't noticed has to do with the incarnation, but more so it pops out at me at this time of the year. And this year it's Revelation 12 and the spiritual warfare that was involved in the incarnation. And I guess, you know, I've always read it, but I just never realized, okay, you know, there's the spiritual battle for Christ's birth right there in Revelation 12.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, that is awesome. And I definitely have a lot of memories of those army men too, the green army men. And if you ever have been to a Disney place where they have like the life-size army men guys, it's so cool because that always makes me feel like I'm 8 or 9 again to see the green army men.
The only time I've ever been able to be a general.
Yeah, and commanding your troops and doing a great job of it. Monty, thanks for calling in and sharing that, man. Merry Christmas to you.
God bless. Yep.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. And listen, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and break ranks here because my friend Cindy is on Facebook Live and is going, what radio station in Raleigh? Okay, if you're in Raleigh, which a lot of you aren't, but if you are, like Cindy, I'm just going to go ahead and do some bad radio form here. 105.7 FM, Cindy, excuse me, or AM 1030. That's the deal. And Cindy, since you're watching on Facebook Live, you can chime in and tell me, or you can call in 866-34-TRUTH. Favorite Christmas memory or a Christmas tradition or a present that you got. Maybe as an adult or as a wee little lad, I remember Christmases. Now, we always had, we did the Santa Claus thing growing up in the Noble house. And you would have, I always loved this. This was like the moment of the reveal, right? So Christmas morning, you've got, we're all usually on the stairs, second floor, and we're all at the top of the steps until my mother has everything right, till our mom had everything right. You know, the music's going, the lighting's right, the morning, the hot muffins are ready to go. My dad has his coffee. Everything's set. And then we come down. And then as soon as you turn the corner and you come into the family room, the living room, whatever it was, then you would see, like, whatever your main gifts were that you were asking Santa for, that was unwrapped. So that's like you're walking in and, boom, you're assaulted by either this wonderful vision of the thing that you wanted or occasionally, and I don't recall the specifics, not assaulted by the wonderful vision of what you wanted, but your second or third or fourth tier item, which was always like, you know, now you got to be somewhat politically correct as a spoiled little kid that just wants stuff. And you're like, oh, awesome. So, but that, so you'd have some, for us, you'd have the big Santa thing, usually the main gift that would be there. So that was super exciting. And then you start playing with that immediately. And then eventually you got to start opening presents. But that was always cool. I always loved that. And certain, muffin things that our mother makes in the morning. That was always cool. Those are kind of those tradition things. I do have a favorite gift, but I'll get to that later. I want to hear from you. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-34-TRUTH, your favorite Christmas memory. Or just a story, like Josh had an unbelievable story of being brought back from the dead and then finding new life in Christ. Or a toy, some gift you got as a wee little lad or as an adult. That would be cool. Let's go to Inez, who's calling in also from Charlotte, North Carolina. Inez, you're on with Steve. Go ahead. Merry Christmas.
Yes. Hello. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Now, you know, growing up in Jamaica, we never had gifts as a child. We were so poor, but we used to have Christmas carols where the elders and some of the younger ones would get up early on Christmas morning, and we would walk for miles just singing Christmas carols with our lamps or candles, and then would have the Christmas play at church. Those are the memories that I miss most.
Wow, I love
cherish,
that.
Yeah.
That's Christmas so special.
Carols. So yeah, Inez, up and down the street.
Hmm? Man, so when you came, so how long ago did you come to America?
I've been here since 1984.
Do you kind of miss the simplicity of those Christmases? I know they were difficult financially, but do you, it sounds like you miss it.
I miss it. I'm just longing to just go back. I miss it. I'm not into the hype and all this. I just want the Christ part of Christmas.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. What a beautiful memory. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us. That's just
awesome.
Thank
you. Merry Christmas to you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas to you, too. How cool is that? Christmas in Jamaica and the simplicity of going door-to-door and singing Christmas carols. We're actually, my wife told me this the other day, and hey, Mark Creech, call in. Reverend Mark Creech, who's a friend of mine and one of my heroes as a Christian in North Carolina. Give us a call, buddy, and you can share your story. I'd love to hear from you as well. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to jump over to, I'm going to go to Jackie, who's calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. Jackie, you're on with Steve. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. I have a Christmas memory. When I was a little girl, I'm 61 years old now, so think back that far. When I was a little girl, about 6 years old maybe, so that would have been the early 60s, my mom bought me this walking doll, and she was the type of doll that you held her hand, and her legs would walk as you would pull her. But I'm a black woman, and this was a black walking doll that was taller than I was way back then to have something like that. And I kept that doll, I think, way into my 50s. So that's my favorite Christmas gift memory.
That is so cool. So how tall is this doll?
I mean, I was like 6 years old, so to me she was towering up over me. So she probably wasn't that tall, but she was taller than me. So.
Oh, that is so cool. It's like, hey, look, I got an adult for Christmas that I get to walk around in.
Exactly. And she had the same type of little nappy hair that I had. So
yeah.
Pretty. Yeah, it wasn't straight and long. It was like my hair, so I was really excited.
Wow, that is so cute. Jackie, thanks so much for calling in and sharing with us. That's great.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and Merry Christmas to you. I don't want to short shift Terry, who's calling in from Raleigh. So, Terry, I'm going to hit the break here in about 50 seconds, so I don't want to cut your time short. So I'm going to get to Terry as soon as we come back from the break, and then I'll get to Reverend Mark Creech, who's calling in as well. He's got a Christmas story he's going to share, so we'll do that in the final segment of the show. My favorite gift, okay, let me go back to this one. I have two, and one led to heartbreak, and one was just all good. The one that led to heartbreak, and I've told this story before, I got a really cool bike one Christmas with the banana seat and the cool handlebars. This was back in the 70s, right? So it was totally cool. The downside is later that summer, my sister, not the sister that's listening, is on Facebook Live right now. Not Catherine, my other sister, Sharon, borrows my bike, takes it to the pool, and yes, you got it. She gets it ripped off. Now, I'm working through that. I'm 51. That occurred when I was like 8. And I'm getting close. I'm doing better. But then my favorite gift that I remember as a kid, definitely the big Millennium Falcon from Star Wars, the big Millennium Falcon model that came with batteries and lights. That was totally awesome. We'll be right back. Welcome back and Merry Christmas. It's Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio live from Southern California. I'm here with my friends at Harvest Christian Fellowship, the Harvest Crusades, Pastor Greg Laurie. But today, we're just sharing some Christmas memories. We've had some great calls, some really interesting stuff, some funny stories. And then Josh, who called in and who died twice on Christmas and in a terrible accident and coma. And then he wasn't walking with the Lord at that point in his life and then came back around, and that experience led him back to the Lord, and he's walking with Christ today. Some really great stories and memories and toys, a lot of funny things that we're sharing on Facebook Live today, facebook.com/C2A Radio. People talking about, my wife brought up the Sunshine Family with a camper. Boy, that goes way back. That was kind of cool. And then soccer boppers, that was TJ saying inflatable boxing gloves, but got them taken away for beating up my brother. And then he adds a Cox airplane, but never got to play with it because my father cut his finger showing me how to use it. That sounds like it would be in a movie. Like you'd only have to add a BB, a Red Ryder BB gun to that, and then you're right there in the movie. That's pretty cool. Let's go to Terry, who's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina, my own backyard. Terry, thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for your show. I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
One of my best memories is about 16 years ago, my son was 10 years old and my daughter was 6, and my wife and I had grown up with the same tradition that you have where the kids come into the room and they, you know, there's some presents that are unopened. So one Christmas, they come downstairs, and laying on the couch is, you know, there's a bunch of clothes there. And, of course, you know how excited kids are at that age, clothes.
And but yeah, really excited.
Yeah, there's a little note there from Santa that says, well, if you want to see the rest of your Christmas, go into the den and turn on the DVD player. So they go into the den, they turn on the DVD player, and there's this little little DVD about Disney World or whatever. So they're kind of sitting there with their, you know, heads tilted going, okay, well, this is great. Maybe we're going to go to Disney World and we'll go sometime in the spring or whatever. So there's another note from Santa that says, well, if you'd like to know when you're going to go, go out to the back porch. So they go out to the back porch, and my wife had all of our bags packed and everything, and it's sitting there. And this was at the time where you could get your tickets in advance via mail. And so their tickets are tied to the luggage, and there's these little airplanes on it. So they finally get it. Okay, yeah, we're going to fly. This is great. We got our tickets. Good. We'll be going in the spring. And so my son, 10 years old, picks up the tickets and starts looking at it, and he looks at something. He goes, well, and his name is Grayson, and he nudges my daughter and goes, Anna, I think we're going today. and he looks up at me and goes, Dad, what do you think? And he hands it to me, and I go, son, it looks like we're going today. So then they start running all over the house about a million miles an hour. And then the phone rings, and my daughter answers it, and there's a strange man on the other end of the phone, and she just hangs up all of a sudden. And so I go look out our front window. We kind of have a long driveway, and we had this one gentleman at work who's just a precious gentleman to me who heard about what we were doing. And he had arranged for a limo to pick us up and take us to the airport. Now, we live about 45 minutes away from – we live actually in Franklin County. And So the guy calls back. I pick up the phone, and I go, guys, go look out the front window. What's out there? And the limo was so long, he could not turn into our driveway. And so that was a great memory because we ended up getting dressed, and we walked down the long driveway. And, I mean, within probably – 3.5 hours of waking up on Christmas morning, we were riding the rock and rolling coaster at Disney World. So that was so much fun, just the joy on their faces.
That is so awesome. Incredible. Wow. Yeah. What a great memory, man. You'll cherish that one. That's so cool.
Yeah, we do. And again, thanks so much for letting me share that.
You're welcome. That's a great one. Thanks for sharing with us, Terry. Merry Christmas.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, man. Talk to you later. Okay, let's go to my buddy, the Reverend Mark Creech, there in Raleigh, North Carolina. Reverend, how are you doing, buddy? Merry Christmas.
Hey, Steve. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in. I know you've got a Christmas memory. I'm sure it'll be a rich one. Go ahead.
Well, I want to tell this story that's a little bizarre, but it's also funny, and it's one of my favorite stories to tell about Christmas time. But my dad was the best for trying to make Christmas magical. And in our family, we did the Santa thing too, as you said earlier. And he would do things like, he was a fireman, and when I was small, he would, he'd go to the, we had a fireplace that burned all the time, and he took his fire boots and put them in the ashes and walked his fire boots tracking the house all the way to the Christmas tree.
Nice.
And then back, you know, to the chimney. And then I could bring all of the kids from the neighborhood to, you know, see Santa's tracks.
Right.
On the den floor. But he was good for also trying to do things like he would, if there was a mouse in the house or something somewhere, he'd say, you know what that is, don't you? And I'd say, yes, sir, that's a mouse. He said, oh, no, that's a Christmas mouse. I said, a Christmas mouse? He said, yeah, that Christmas mouse is here in the house, and he's spying on you. He's going to take a report back to Santa. And, I believe those things.
Well, of course.
It was all very magical, if you know what I mean.
And yeah, wow.
So I wanted to pass that along to my children, playing that kind of game when they were small. So when I was at my parents' house visiting one time, and both the kids were with me, I noticed a large beetle on the picture window of my parents' home. It was an unusually large-sized beetle bug, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so I said to my son, I said, look at that bug on the picture window there. Wow, he said, Daddy. unbelievable. And I said, yeah, he's huge. He's so unusual looking. I said, you know what that is, don't you? He said, no, sir, I don't. I said, that's a Christmas bug. And I said, that Christmas bug is spying on you. It's going to come back and give Santa Claus a report. Well, a little while passed, and suddenly I heard a loud noise, on, you know, a bang on the picture window. And I walked over to where the picture window was, and the big beetle was smashed on the picture window. Yeah. And so I stuck my head out the front door, and I called Matthew up. I said, Matthew, what have you done? You smashed the Christmas bug.
Right,
he said, Daddy, that he said, Daddy, that bug ain't going back to tell Santa Claus nothing.
Yeah, when you send the Christmas bug drone to the house, in case you're, you know, having a moment of levity and honesty, you got to destroy the evidence, right? Smart kid.
I raised a good boy, though.
Yeah.
He's turned smart. Out all right, but he had me worried there for a moment. But he said, Daddy, he said, that Christmas bug, he's not going back to tell Santa Claus anything.
Yeah, forget it. Destroy the evidence, man. what's your son's name?
His name is Matthew, and Matthew. Appreciate your prayers. He's not with us for Christmas this year. Matt works for the State Department, and he's in a high-risk area in another country, guarding an embassy.
Oh, praise the Lord for that. Well, it sounds like he used that shrewdness from his youth and destroying the enemy. Looks like he's on the same track after all these years.
Well, he's a good guy. He's wonderful. He's a good devout follower of the Lord, and he turned out fine, but he had me worried there for a moment.
Yeah, that's so funny. Well, okay, well, since I have a great man of God and a pastor on the phone, we're going to finish up here in just a couple of minutes. So for you, Mark, you've been a pastor for decades and a man of God and a leader. What's Christmas like for you as a Christian leader, as a pastor? I mean, it's a busy time of year, you know, preparing messages at church in the past. What's it like for you? How do you keep Christmas special when it's a really busy work time for you?
Well, it's a tough balance, just like it is for anybody. I mean, everybody's schedules these days are very full.
Yeah.
You know, what you have to do, I think, is you don't usually find the time. You've got to find a way to make the time.
Yeah.
And make sure that during the Christmas season, that you have time to worship. Worship with your family in private. Worship at church. Take advantage of the opportunities that are there. But I think it's a real opportunity to worship, to experience the real meaning of the season.
Yeah.
And to give thanks to God for his grace manifest in his Son whom he sent to save us from our sins.
Amen. Amen. What a great word. Pastor, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I respect you. And you've been a great inspiration to me, and I really appreciate you sharing such a hilarious story today. And Merry Christmas to you and yours.
It was a lot of fun to tell you. Thank you, Steve. God bless you. Appreciate
you're welcome.
Your program.
Thanks, buddy. Right. God bless you, too. We'll talk to you later. And isn't that a classic? So the kid... It's a great story. So Mark's carrying the story down from his childhood. You know, his dad's kind of incorporating everything into the Santa thing. And, oh, what's that mouse? Oh, that's a Christmas mouse. Fast forward. What's that big bug on the window? Oh, that's a Christmas bug, and he's going to go back and tell Santa everything he sees. And a few minutes later, his son crushes the bug. You got to get rid of the evidence. And now he's working for the government. I mean, how perfect is that? He just fit right into that role starting when he was a child. So parents, pay attention to what your kids are doing these days. That could be a good clue for what they're going to be doing later in life. This is Steve Noble. It's been great being with you live from my friends here at Harvest Christian Fellowship. Pastor Greg Laurie, the Harvest Crusades, Harvest America, of course, coming up next June. I'll be flying back tomorrow, and then I'll be live back with you on Thursday. Thanks for playing along today. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.